Hi, Marty Lurie here on KNBR 6A. Starting off spring training and finally get the manager on, Bruce Bochy, the world champion, San Francisco Giants. And they talk about you like you're the new Casey Stengel.
They do.
That's great.
Yeah, you know what? Great time of year, Marty. I mean, this is good to see the fellows. They all showed up in great shape. Tomorrow we start the games. You know how spring training goes. You're excited to see everybody once you're out here for a day or two. You're ready for the games. And once we get these games started after, you know, 3-4 games, you're going, let's get the season going. But, you know, guys are getting after it, and it's a good group here. I mean, they're a humble group that, you know, they I'm sure they had a good time this winter, but they showed up ready, and they're all set to go, ready to go, fired up to go, and now it's up to us to get ready for 2015.
Yeah. How do you feel now? Of course, you were the first little blip on the radar here in spring training with the two stents being put in. How do you feel?
I feel great. I mean, really unbelievable. It's not to joke too much about it, but I'm joking. If you feel, you know, like you're dragging a little bit, just go get a stent. It's amazing, this modern medicine thing. And, you know, I went through the physical and felt some discomfort and, you know, went through it and watched the whole procedure really easy. It was like 20, 25 minutes. And so I'm good to go. I couldn't feel better. I said, really, I'm good to leave. I'm ready to go up Camelback Mountain. But, they're making me hold off a couple weeks before I start working out again. But I feel great.
Well, it's spring training for you too. There's no rush, as we like to say, and we say that about the veterans. This ball club and watching them play in October and then seeing them here in spring training, it hit me. And I don't know why it did, but this is a very good baseball team you have here. You showed it in October in every aspect of the game, and just watching the infield, I think you're ready to play in the season now looking at these guys.
Well, I agree. I mean, it's a very talented group, and that's where it starts. I mean, you can talk about chemistry. You can talk about, the mental toughness, but it starts with talent. And sometimes I think this group is underrated. They are very talented, but they're also a group that, as I mentioned earlier, they're humble and they're ready to go. As you just mentioned, the infield, Felipe Alou was watching. And he goes, "That's unbelievable how good that infield was the first day." So you know what, our division's gotten tougher. It's going to be important that we are ready because it's not going to be easy.
All right, Bruce Bochy, of course, with us. A couple of guys coming back from injuries. I've seen him play. Watched a couple of the bullpens for Matt Cain. I've seen Pagan out here a couple of days. What do you see for both of them?
Well, all good things. I mean, Angel had a little hiccup. He missed a couple of days with a stiff neck, which is pretty common here in spring training when these guys, get out here and go through their baseball stuff and they're out here for 4 or 5 hours. But he looks great. He really has a great attitude. He wants to be out there as much as he can this year. He's feeling nothing in the knee and nothing in the back, and so he's good to go. Matt Cain will be throwing, facing hitters today on the backfield, and he'll be the first one up. And I know he's excited about how his arm feels. And we're going to slow play him. I think they made a pretty big deal out of it today, but he's good to go. If there was any issue, he wouldn't be facing hitters today. But we have time, and that's how we look at it. And talking to Dave Greshner, our head trainer, and, of course, Rags, my pitching coach, we decided to just push him back 4 or 5 days. He'll be ready that first time around, and so that's good news for us.
You know, your starting staff is a little bit older and veterans, and you look at the 162-game season. Do you think about that at all, and maybe you need an extra guy in the bullpen this year? You have two long guys in Vogelsong and Petit. How do you view the starting pitching?
Well, I'm excited about having this staff. I mean, with this experience that we have, and I mean, you look at the number of wins that this staff has, and it's not so much the number. I mean, you may look at the age, but more importantly is they know how to win. And, sure, there may be times we have to lighten the load, and we have that ability to do that with Vogelsong here, Petit here. If we think somebody needs a break, we can skip them a start or, shorten their workload in that game. So, we'll keep an eye on them, but you know, when you have guys that have had careers like them, that happens because you put a lot of work in, and you know what you're doing, and you know how to win. So I'm excited about having his staff back and working with them again.
Now, you've won World Series in 10 and 12, and the next year you didn't win. Of course, 11, very close to winning. You're in first place late in the season. What's different this year? Did you learn anything from the last two times? Do you do anything different now?
You know what? I've been asked that quite a few times. The one answer I can give you is I've learned you can't win every year. It's not going to happen. I don't care how good you are. And it's ironic that it's been even years for us. But are we going to do anything different? No, Marty. I mean, I go back to 11. We were really good. We were in first place going in August. We just happened to lose our best player that year. But 13, yeah, we had a somewhat of a tough year, but it goes to show you how difficult it is, to get there, first of all, but once you get there, to win. So, more than anything, try to keep doing what we're doing. That's focused on these little things, the fundamentals, and, of course, the conditioning part this spring. So we got 6 to 7 weeks to get ourselves ready for opening day, and we're going to be playing some good teams coming out of shoot, and we know we got to be ready. And we talked about that. You know, hey, they're still going to see some hoopla and celebration, but it's important we keep in the back of our mind, we got to be ready.
Yeah, well, first month you have 23 games and one off day.
Yeah, and it's nice to have the depth that we have. I'm going to be covered in the infield, outfield, and of course with this pitching staff having two lone guys. So, which I don't mind to start the season. I don't. It's when you get in August and before the call ups, and they're a little bit tired. It's the dog days, and then you have to run out there 21 straight games. That really can tax them a little bit. But they're fresh, so they'll be ready to go then.
Yeah, I agree with that. Having a sort of a veteran pitching staff coming out of spring training, if you're going to go back-to-back, that's the time to do it, coming out of spring training. What about Casey McGee? What do you see with him?
All around good ball player, intense. We use the phrase he's a ball player. And really, I think to define that is to say, you know what, he knows how to play the game. He knows how to do the little things, move runners, knocking a run defensively. You know, he has great game awareness, which he does. So, and if he really fits in well here. He's the type of player that we like because he does concentrate on everything, not just hitting. He takes pride in every aspect of the game. So, you're always going to miss a guy like Pablo, but I was really excited that Saves was able to bring him in here.
Yeah, I like his hands at third. They're very soft hands. I've seen that. I think you're going to get more 5-4-3 double plays this year than you had in the past with him. Hey, Aoki is your kind of guy, too. I know you use the phrase move the line. He walks in the batter's box, you just feel it's going to be a tough at bat.
Yeah, he's always going to give you a tough at bat. He's not going to strike out, and you watch his batting practice, and most people in BP, they look at the home runs and they get impressed by that, but this guy has an unbelievable ability to get the good part of bat on the ball, and kind of reminds me of a Tony Gwynn. Watches BP, and of course in BP you're going to hit most of them right on the barrel, but this guy hits everyone. I mean, rarely you see a pop up from him. You watch his BP in, out, wherever they throw him, he just has great hand-eye coordination, can bunt, he can do these little things. So we're glad to have him here because it gives us a different dimension, with the speed and the defense. You can do a lot of things with him.
Is your batting order kind of set, or is it really sort of moving around? I mean, I hear Pagan could hit third, Aoki could lead off. I mean, is this could happen only in an emergency? Is your batting order kind of set?
No. You know what, Henry? We're talking about it, our different looks we can throw out there, and depending on who's getting a day off, or if they're all healthy, there's a good chance that it'll be Angel and panic hit behind him. Now in the three hole, I can go to a platoon type thing in the batting order where Belt's going against righties, Buster against lefties, and drop down Pence and hit Belt fifth. But I'd say for the most part, Casey will be hitting sixer, in that area, and Aoki seventh. But you know what? If you want to shake it up, you get in a rut, it's not going well. So it's a fun lineup that you can tinker with and see if you can shake things up to get it going again.
One last thought for you. I appreciate the time, and I know the fans are going to enjoy hearing you today on the show. The catching situation, you actually have a competition with Susak and Sanchez.
Yeah, we do. It's going to be a tough call. It's going to go probably at the very end of spring training before we know which way we're going to go. If not with all three catchers, that's an option too. So, but Susak did a terrific job. Hector, when he's healthy, he's a terrific backup switch hitter, good handler of pitchers too. So that's a tough call. I said before spring training started that Susak would be the front runner, but I will say Hector, he's come in camp in the best shape I've seen him in, so he's determined to try to win that job back.
All right, so as we wrap this up today, dreams, do you have a dream of Perez kicking the ball one more time, or Blanco doing anything, or Gordon that keeps running? Do you ever have a dream about that?
Well, that's more of a nightmare when you're going through that. But no, that's all over. And, for 2-3 days after it all ended, I was waking up in the night thinking I had a lineup to do. I really was. It's strange how, because you're going so hard and you're running on adrenaline, and for, a few days there, I still thought we had a game left. And so it takes you 3-4 days or, before it's all out of your head and you're able to shut your mind down. But that's one I don't want to keep seeing, is the ball getting past Blanco and Perez playing pinball against the wall there.
What do you think when that happens?
Obviously I'm disappointed because I'm thinking he's going, now we get the tying run in scoring position. And then when I saw Perez having a hard time, then I go, I didn't think they would send him, but that's, now we got him on third. But, when the ball was hit, I thought it was over. So it went from, euphoric feeling, you're kidding me, you're really kidding me, is this really happening? But, we had the right guy out there to handle it.
All right, Bruce, thanks so much as always. I need spring training too.
Yeah, we all do, Marty. I do. And I tell fans, it's one of the best times. It's really one of my favorite times, if not the favorite, because, you're getting the squad ready. You haven't seen them in a while. And, it's all about, getting ready for the season, the fundamentals and everything. It's not so much winning, and so it's easy for a fan to come out here and get close to the players, and it's a great time.
I appreciate it. Catch up with you next week. Thanks, Bruce.
Thanks, Marty. Always good talking with you.